In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 30, January 3rd, 1932. We have, and Jesus is speaking, when we, triune God, have the great glory of forming this kingdom inside of one creature alone. Okay, so here we see that this gift that belonged to Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, now when our God is saying, when we have the great glory of forming this kingdom inside of Louisa, inside of one person alone. See, she's the newborn. She's the firstborn of the divine will. Jesus says, we will be like sun. Okay, all of a sudden, like a new sun is coming upon the earth. In such that all now, because of Louisa, the forming the kingdom of God inside Louisa, alone at this point. She's the only one at this point born of original sin who has this fullness of the kingdom of God. We will be like a sun, a new sun upon the earth. And those are the words of St. Padre Pio. St. Padre Pio said, Louisa is like a second sun that will give light and life to everyone and everything. When we begin to think about this, we really begin to understand that this new and divine way of holiness that Pope St. John Paul II prophesied we were going to enter into is here. It's here. And again, it's not the fullness yet. Jesus talks about the sun coming up. He says it's the dawn. And when you look at the dawn of a mystery, when you watch that DVD, The Dawn of a Mystery, you begin to understand that everything is going to change. Knowing history, the human history, knowing that where we are right now has been really predicted, prophesied, if you want to say, by many, many people of this third world war. Okay, now what the Lord is asking of us in the divine will is to pray for peace, to pray toward the Queen of Peace, that peace will come to the earth. And in the divine will, and this is very important for those that know about the command prayer, in the divine will, we want to make this prayer Jesus's command. Okay, so as Peter saw Jesus walking on the water and he said to Jesus, if you are the Messiah, command me to come to you. And Jesus said, come. So take my prayer and make it your command. It's that simple. Lord, I trust in you. So what does he say to St. Faustina? The final devotion I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. So this whole divine mercy, Jesus, I trust in you, is the stepping stone to get to the next step, which is I trust in you so much that I have complete confidence in you. So when we see things happening, and Jesus teaches Louisa this, this is the sun. This is the light. This is the understanding that God is giving to the souls who are reading the Book of Heaven. That when we see something that isn't right, like what's happening right now in the world, we say very clearly to in our prayer, we say very clearly, Lord, take my prayer and make it your command. Bring peace to the world. Okay, so we have the Holy Rosary. We pray the Holy Rosary. I just read something this morning about the letter that was sent to Conchita in 1962. And it was from Padre Pio. And Padre Pio basically said, Our Lady commanded me to come to you and to tell you this. And commanded me to give you a rosary of Fatima. Basically commanded me to, when you pray the rosary, pray for these five other extra things to pray in each mystery. I can't remember what it was. It was a quick reading this morning, but it was very, very powerful because, when we listen to what Our Lady says, when this miracle happens, you know, it's not approved by the church because it cannot be approved by the church at this time. Why? Because they said there's going to be this great miracle, the last and final miracle that God is going to give to the world, to humanity. The church can't agree with this because it hasn't happened. And to agree with it before it happens, the church never does. The miracle has to occur. So, in understanding this, this light that God is giving to us, like Padre Pio said, with all the apparitions of Our Lady throughout the world, she's getting the world ready, which Jesus says to Luisa, my mother is going through all the world to prepare the children for the new, in this new, basically, in divine way of holiness. So when God has this great glory, okay, this great glory of forming the kingdom of God inside one creature alone, like it will be like a new sun that's going to come upon the earth. And then it's so great. This glory is so magnificent that everyone will now have the right to enjoy and possess this divine light. So when we pray with confidence and trust in God, we do three things. This is what Jesus taught Luisa. Number one, thank God that he's showing you this. Okay. He's showing us right now. We're on the brink of nuclear war. Thank you, Jesus, for showing this to us. Number two, Lord, I'm sorry it's happening to you. You are the one that's being offended. You are the one that's being hurt by this, that humanity is on the verge of destroying itself. You are the one, Lord, and I'm sorry this is happening to you. So it's not about us, oh, pity me. It's what the Lord is going through. That's the second part. Lord, I'm sorry this is happening to you. And then the third part is to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So what you're doing is you're bringing all of humanity to the throne of God. And Jesus tells Luisa that when you pray in the divine will, when you learn the command prayer, when you pray in the divine will, Jesus hears everyone who ever existed pray with your voice. So what you're doing is, as the church says already, when you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you're in front of the monstrance alone in the church, you represent all of humanity. And your heart, your mind, your soul is to, you know, praise God, love God in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Why? So that God can receive all the glory, all the honor, all the praise as God so rightly deserves that has been denied him since the fall of Adam. So this new and divine way of holiness that God is breathing into us is what Jesus is saying right now. We, Triune God, have the great glory of forming again this kingdom inside of one creature alone, as I breathed into Adam. Jesus and Mary possessed it as the Son of God, the Mother of God. But now this great glory of humanity through one person at this point, it is so glorious, God says, that now, because I have breathed this into one as I breathed into Adam, but it's even more than what God gave to Adam. It's the true life of Jesus, the new Adam, and the true life of Mary, the new Eve. All of humanity now has the right to enjoy and possess this light. Think about that. The saint taught us how to do the will of God. And now what Jesus is teaching us through Luisa is how to live in the will of God. Okay, that's the second step. The first step is becoming a divine mirror of Jesus, volume 1 through volume 10. To live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit is volume 11 through volume 19. But the third step, which no one really knew about until 1996, and so this is it's this new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II prophesied is to enter into this life, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, which is to return even more so than the divine inheritance that Adam lost. So when we read the Book of Heaven, when we focus on the Book of Heaven, and there'll be many things that will try to lead us away from that, okay? The evil one does not want us to get close to this. Why? Because it's the true life of Jesus, it's the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And they don't want us to get close to Louisa because she's the firstborn. But once we enter into this, once we make that decision, it's like Garabandel. If you've been to Garabandel, if you've read about the story of Garabandel, if you've talked to Conchita, what you know is there's truth here and it's hidden. God loves hiddenness. Just think of the Blessed Mother. How many times did she speak in the Gospels? You know, what did she say? Basically, do whatever he tells you. This hiddenness of Mary, this hiddenness of Jesus for 30 years, this hiddenness of Jesus now in the tabernacle. How many people recognize that? How many people spend time with our Eucharistic Lord? This is an opportunity given to all of humanity, especially in the Catholic Church. And John Paul II wanted every parish to have Eucharistic adoration, not just one parish in a diocese, but everyone have the opportunity to spend time with their Eucharistic Lord, to adore him and love him and praise him and thank him and bless him, worship him, to truly fall in love with God. And it's not a place to read a book. I'm going to put my time in. You look at your watch. Time's up. I put my time in. Punch card. Now I'm going to get paid. No, it's not about being paid. It's falling in love with God. The more that you spend time with our Eucharistic Lord, the more you long for him. It's like he says, knock and it will be open to you. This day of this explosion of divine I love yous is at our disposal if we wish, where we can have everyone who ever existed to say to God, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you, worship you. We take the place. We're in standing in the breach of all of humanity. As Moses stood in the breach for the Israelites, Jesus is now asking us to stand in the breach for all of humanity, not just your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners, but all of humanity. So what does Jesus say? When we, triune God, have the great glory of forming this kingdom inside of one creature, Louisa, it will be like a sun. And it's so bright that everyone can enjoy the sun and possess this light. That's why if you haven't read, if you haven't read the Son of My Divine Will, Luisa Picaretta by the Library in the Vatican, you'll see it's not by chance that the author who wrote this book said the Son, S-U-N, of my divine will, Louisa Picaretta. It's the person read the volumes and realized that this second Son that St. Padre Pio is going to affect the world, it's going to bring light and life and love to all of humanity. Everyone will have the right to enjoy and possess this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. Everyone will have the opportunity of becoming Catholic. The fullness of faith, the universal life that Adam lost. Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, came to earth wide to bring back this universal life to humanity. And now out of 8 billion people, basically, 1 billion are Catholic, mainly in name only. And what Jesus wants is he wants this universal life to come alive in us. So Jesus says this, More than son, Louisa, now this is important, Louisa shall give to all of humanity the right to possess a kingdom that's so holy. How can she give the right? Because she possesses it. She's the firstborn. She's the newborn. It's hers. It's like Francis has the right to give to a soul who wants to become a Franciscan his rules, his laws, his way of dress, his manner of dress. So Jesus says, Louisa alone gives this right to all of humanity to enjoy and possess this light, but more than the sun and the sky. Louisa will give this to all of humanity, the right to possess the kingdom of God, which is so holy. And Jesus says, and we, the triune God, with infinite wisdom, shall abound with divine graces, with divine light, with divine helps, with surprising means. This is the wisdom of God. This is the infinite wisdom of God. He wants us to possess these graces of God, the light of God, the helps of God, with surprising means of God. Why? So that we who are embracing the divine will at this time, because this is, it's given at this time, may let the kingdom of God, let the divine will of God reign in our midst. It becomes the rule, the life, the light, the love of us. All of humanity is going to possess this. How and why is this going to happen? Because it's the fulfillment of the Our Father. May your kingdom come on earth, reign in our midst as it does in heaven. The prayer of the Our Father is being fulfilled. And in these dark times that we're in, and they are dark times, great light is coming. The dawn of a mystery is appearing. Little by little, as it begins, he says, then it will be the morning. Then it will be the high noon. And then it will be the fullness of the day. This is what's coming. This new and divine way of holiness, which is found in the Book of Heaven. And Jesus gave the title to Louisa. No, it really gave the title to St. Honorable de Francia. This is what you were to call this book, the new and divine way of holiness. This Book of Heaven is heaven for those who read it. And if you have read and focused on this, you're happy. This happiness isn't of earth. You're filled with this light, this life, this love. We're letting the kingdom of God reign in our heart. Remember, Jesus says the kingdom of God is within you. We're letting the kingdom of the divine will reign in our midst, in our hearts, our minds, our souls. So that in all situations, it's always fiat. It's always learning from Jesus and Mary. Now, Jesus said, not my will, but your heavenly Father, your will be done. Our Lady said, fiat mihi, let it be done to me. I am the slave girl of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say. That's how Louisa learned. And then Jesus says, your fiat is the fiat voluntas tua. May your kingdom reign on earth, this dust, as it is in heaven. So little by little, this is happening. The sun is rising. The light is shining. And what is it? Jesus says, this light is filled with grace, filled with light, filled with helps, filled by surprising means so that we can begin to live this new and divine way of holiness. Again, this is not really new. It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. It's not really new. It goes back to what God breathed into Adam, that Ruah of God, that breath of God. And we have to remember this fullness that God wants us to possess comes to us, as Jesus says, word by word, puff by puff. He says, I can't fill you completely because you're already formed. I could breathe into the dust as much as I wanted, Jesus says. And that what I breathed into the dust, what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. He says, but you were already formed, Louisa. So he says, every word that I speak is a divine life. And every time you read it, I will expand your capacity to embrace this, like blowing up a balloon. So the more that we read, it's brand new. It's all of a sudden you read it again and you go, I never understood that. You read it again and you go, wow, this is astonishing. Then every time we read, God is filling us with his spirit, this Ruah of God, this breath of God. And he says to Louisa, this is what I want to do. I want to bring about this new and divine way of holiness so that you can again return to what I wanted from the beginning. This is why he says right from the beginning, we have the great glory of forming this kingdom inside of one creature alone. And now because of her, everyone has the right to enjoy and possess this light if they wish, if they want. But more than son, Jesus says, Louisa will give it to all of humanity the right to possess the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. That's so holy. And we, triune God, with infinite wisdom, will abound with graces and lights and helps and surprising means that these souls who want this kingdom of mine to reign on earth as it is in heaven will possess it. Then he says this, and this is a fun part. He says to Louisa, let me do this. Get out of my way, Jesus says. Let me do this. Give your fiat and it will be done. This is what Our Lady did. She said, fiat mihi. And then God did 100% of the work of the incarnation. She just said yes. Then God did everything else. It's the same thing with the divine will. When we learn how to say yes to God, we let God do this in us. If we get out of the way, God will do it. That's why, like I said, when you see something, number one, we're nothing. God is everything. Our focus is on him and him alone. When we see something that's not right, we say, Lord, I'm sorry. Thank you for showing this to me. Thank you for making me aware. Thank you for helping me open my eyes to see this. Okay. Now to understand, I'm sorry this is happening to you. You're the one that's offended. Not me, not humanity. You're the one. You're our God. You're our King. And this is what we're doing to one another. Lord, I'm sorry. And I want to do what you taught Louisa, to repair and redo this. What is the repair and redo? Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. That's us, Catholics. Enkindle us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your spirit and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. This new and divine way of holiness is coming to all of humanity. And our God is asking us, pleading with us, let me do this. Please just get out of my way and let me do this. That's what St. Louis de Montfort says. St. Louis de Montfort says, in the final days, they'll be the greatest saints of the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. This is God's work. For 2,000 years, the saints have said, let me build a church, let me build a convent, let me build a school, let me build a hospital, let me build an orphanage for you, Lord, so that we can help humanity. Now Jesus says, I'm going to take care of this. And the fun part is realizing that the sharing in divinity has to happen by God and God alone. He's the one that's done this, not us. He's the one that wants this. We're far from that. So Jesus says, therefore, let me do this. Please, Jesus says, let me do this. When it is your Jesus that has told you this, that's enough. And then he says, when Jesus speaks, it's as though it's already done. Think about that. It's already done. When Jesus speaks, let there be fiat lux, the universe began. Fiat mihi, the incarnation takes place. Fiat voluntas tua. Jesus says, when I teach you this, it's as if it's already done. Trust in me, believe in me, hope in me, have confidence in me. That's the final devotion that he's given to humanity before he returns. See, we're living a life that is not darkness. We're living in this light that is from heaven. And as children of the light, as children of the divine will, we should be filled with peace. What did Our Lady say? She says, if you want peace, Our Lady, Queen of Peace, said, you have to have peace in your heart first. If peace is in your heart, peace will be in the world. How do we live this peace? Jesus teaches us how and why in the Book of Heaven to live this peace. And as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, Jesus tells us, he says, when it is your Jesus that has told you, that's enough. It's as if it's already done. We begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness amid all the confusion in the world, with all the difficulties in the world. So Jesus says this, all the evils and all creatures together have no power. All of the devils and all of humanity have no power and no right over the divine will. Again, there's nothing to worry about. Nor can they prevent a single act of our holy divine will wanted by the decrees of our divine wisdom. So what are the decrees? Creation, it's done. Redemption, it's done. Sanctification, that's where we are. Again, this is the three things that Jesus said. We read in the canticle of Zechariah every morning. Freed from the enemy when Jesus died on the cross. Free to worship God without fear. That's receiving Holy Eucharist. We're receiving God Almighty, and none of us are afraid. Matter of fact, most people ignore Jesus. They have 15 minutes after you receive Jesus. It's the greatest time on earth. Those 15 minutes after receiving Holy Communion. And it's not a time for fellowship. It's a time to adore God and love God and praise God and thank God and glorify God. It's a time to enter into communion with God. And then finally, the last promise to Abraham, to become holy and righteous in God's sight all the days of our life. Who's holy? God. Who's righteous? God. To re-enter into the image and likeness of God. That's the final promise to Abraham that we pray every morning. And we're right at that point. This is the third decree by God, sanctification. So what is the third fiat? It's that humanity is brought back to where Adam was before the fall. That's what they gave to Louisa. But even more than that, to have the true life of the new Adam and the true life of the new Eve, more than what Adam had. This is why on Holy Saturday night, we sing, oh, happy fall of Adam. We're happy about this. We're happy about this. Yes, because now we have the opportunity by this third decree of God, sanctification, to re-enter and even more than re-enter the life of the Adam lost, but to have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. To receive, you have to understand this, the DNA of Jesus and Mary. Why do you think this whole MRA stuff is going on? It's to destroy that which God wants, the humanity to enter into divinity. Humanity to begin to possess the true life of the new Adam, Jesus, the true life of the new Eve, Mary. This is wanted by the decrees, the three decrees of our divine wisdom, God says. All the evils of the devil, all creatures of humanity together have no power and no right over the divine will, nor can they prevent a single act of our divine will wanted by the three decrees of our divine wisdom. That's where we are. This is a great and glorious time to be alive. This is a glorious time to be alive. And our God is asking us, what do you want? See, he says to Louisa, you have basically been predestined to live at this time. We're not talking about predestination, but you have been called by God to live at this time. Why? He says, I want these souls who I've predestined to live at this time to possess this gift of gifts. He says, you're the ones who must live in my divine will. It's not please, please, please. It's not a wishful must. Oh, I hope. No, you must live in the divine will. That's what Jesus says. And every day at Holy Mass, I say this to God, you know, I pray for all those who must live in the divine will. Lord, teach us how to do this. We are ignorant. We're little. We're insignificant. We have nothing. Please lead us, guide us, direct us. So Jesus says, read. I'll talk to you. Study. I'll talk to you. Put it into practice. I'll talk to you. Now, we're not going to hear him with our ears, but he's going to lead us, guide us. This is heaven. Peace, joy, and happiness. Luisa says, then I continued to think about the divine fiat, and my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, Luisa, my divine will is light. The human will is the dark room in which the poor creature lives. When we read the Book of Heaven, this is why I say he's always expanding our capacity to enter into this light. Every time you read, he gives us more light, more truth. These lessons that he gives to Luisa, where he speaks to us, is to help us understand how and why he wants us to live this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary that was breathed into Luisa. He says, now that Luisa has it, now that I have a newborn that has it, now I can give it to all of humanity. So as he says to Luisa, everything's done. Everything's complete. And he says, now it needs to be known. What needs to be known? Who needs to know it? It's us. Your family doesn't want this. Your neighbors don't want it. Your coworkers don't want it. Your parishioners don't want this. Who needs to know it? It's those that are reading. As you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, he expands our capacity to embrace it. He shows us that this light of the divine will, he says, you will leave the dark room of the human will. What is the dark? What is the human will? The human will is when you go to confession. Blessed be Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. And I don't want to live like this. And I'm sorry for this. And I make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid any near occasion of sin. It's to go back to God. And that darkness, that misery, the worry, the fear, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativity, the sin, the doubting has to stop in us. So little by little, this light that's coming in, this is why the Dawn of a Mystery, that video is so great. That little by little, as we read, as we study, as we enter into this life, more and more light is coming to us. Little by little, step by step. And that's the great part. It's continuously progressing, continuously persevering in our study, in our prayer, in our life of the divine will. And that dark room is beginning to be filled with light. And sooner or later, we're going to enter into the light. This is what God is wanting on earth as it is in heaven. See, when the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven, the evil one who's been banished from heaven will be banished from earth. What God is asking of us is he's asking us to really enter this universal life, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. This is where happiness is. This is where joy exists. Jesus says, I want to give you my joy so that your joy may be complete. That when we read the Book of Heaven, and again, when we make the promise to Jesus, it's, Lord, you've asked Luisa to do this, and she did it for 70 years. You're asking me to do it. Okay, I promise, Lord, that I will do this at least a half an hour a day, minimum half hour a day. And as we begin to read, everything begins to change for us. Everything. The dark room becomes light. And what does Jesus say? As my divine will enters into this dark room, the room remains all invested by this light that illuminates everything. Want to know what the illumination of conscience is? Are you really interested in what the illumination of conscience is? Read the Book of Heaven. Sit down and begin to read. What is God going to do when he illuminates humanity? Is he going to say, I'm going to do something brand new? No, he's already done it. He's done it in the newborn, Louisa. And he's going to ask us, have you been reading? Have you been studying? Have you put in the Siddur practice? And those that haven't, he's going to say, Louisa. And people are going to, everyone is going to say, who is this Louisa Picaretta? What is this about? This mystery, this hiddenness is going to be revealed. This veil is going to be lifted. Now, one of the things that if you want to know a little bit about this veil that's lifted, you go to Our Lady, the Divine Indwelling. That's what's going to happen with us. The Holy Trinity is going to divinely indwell each and every one of us. We've already been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus has shed every drop of blood to redeem us. And now God wants to sanctify us. We haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen anything yet. What's coming is he says, everything will be invested by divine light that would illuminate everything. Everything. And then he says this, even the most remote and little hiding places of the soul. Everything's going to be illuminated. He's going to share with us, like he said to Louisa, it was a couple of weeks ago in the calendar. He said, my mind goes blank. He says, I have written your life on a page in the book of heaven, your life that I, God, have planned for you. And I'm waiting, this is what Jesus says, that you enter into this life that I have wanted for you from the beginning of time. He says, and how do we do this? Again, it goes back to repairing and redoing our own life and all of humanity. So Jesus says to Louisa, it will look as if this repairing, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle us the fire of your love, send forth your spirit and we will be recreated. And then you will renew the face of the earth. This life that God is going to bring about for all of humanity, it's going to look as if Adam never sinned. That's what's coming. What God has done, the evil one thinks, you know, by Adam's original sin, I've destroyed God's plan. Jesus and Mary come to earth, the new Adam and the new Eve, to repair, restore, renew this fallen life that we're in. But sanctification did not take place. Louisa questions Jesus, why didn't you do that then? Why didn't you bring sanctification when you redeemed us? Why did we wait 2,000 years? And Jesus tells Louisa, I waited 2,000 years because I wanted to rest. I wanted to have mankind enter into redemption, the kingdom of redemption, where with this Catholic faith, this universal faith, this universal life helps them to get ready for the third and final stage, sanctification. And he says, and I needed a human. I needed a human born of original sin to give this to so that humanity can begin again. As it started with Adam, it's now going to start with another human. So what does Louisa say? She says to Jesus, show me who this person is. I want to thank them. This is Louisa's humility. And Jesus says, Louisa, don't you understand it's you? And what does Louisa say to Jesus? You've got to be joking with me. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. I am nothing. I am Kativa. I am bad. And Jesus says, I have chosen you, Louisa, to be the one so that through you, humanity can receive this light again, receive this light again, this light, this life, this love of God again. I want you to enter into this light. I want you to possess this light. So once one human has it, born of original sin, I can give it to all of humanity. That's where we are at this point. So Jesus says, it makes itself light of the thought, light of the word, light of the works, light of the steps, but in a marvelous variety. it's not going to be the same. It's going to be the light of God in our thought, word, works, and steps. It's going to be Jesus in us doing it. That's his life. That's Our Lady's life, the new Adam and the new Eve. That's what they taught Louisa, how to live this abundant life. So what is the son of my divine will, Louisa Picaretta? It's learning how to enter into this light, the light of thought, the light of word, the light of works, the light of steps, of the light of Jesus and Mary. A marvelous variety of light. The thought, Jesus says, takes on the variety of colors. He says, my children are going to be children of the rainbow, the seven colors, the fullness. The thought takes on the variety of colors animated by the light. The word takes on another variety of the colors and animated by the action, animated by the step that the person takes, and other varieties of colors, all the colors of the rainbow. See, what's coming is this new and divine way of holiness. We have to understand this isn't about being good and holy and saintly of the saints. That was doing the will of God. What the divine will is entering into the life of living in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. The second Pentecost, this week is the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Booths, the Feast of Succoth. This celebration that's going on today or this week isn't Catholic yet. See, you have the Hanukkah, you have Christmas, you have Passover, you have Holy Week, you have Pentecost, we have our Pentecost. They have the harvest. That's why St. Honorable de Francia rogat, rogationist, the harvest. It's what's coming, what he was given by God, by Jesus Christ himself, this book of heaven, was to bring the harvest in. This harvest is going to be the greatest Catholic feast that's going to happen. Why? Because what they're doing now is they're celebrating God, the King of Israel. We're going to celebrate Jesus, the King of Israel, Jesus, the King of Jerusalem. It's everything's being ready, honed down to what God has planned. This explosion of love, this explosion of light, this explosion of love for all of humanity. Jesus says this, as Louisa, and Louisa is teaching us this, as Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa repeats the thoughts, the words, the actions, the steps animated by the light of my divine will, so are the hues of the divine colors formed. It's a new and divine way of holiness. These hues, these colors, these divine colors are being formed. And the beauty of it, Jesus says, is that they are all colors animated by the light of the divine will, by the new and divine way of holiness. We haven't seen color yet. We haven't seen it. The when you read the near-death experiences, the souls say that the colors of heaven are not the colors of earth. The smells of heaven are not the smells of earth. The music of heaven is not what we hear on earth. We haven't seen anything yet. You think fall is beautiful? Seeing all the trees. I have a friend who would say that the hills were covered with the cereal tricks. It was like, it's all so beautiful. What our God wants is he wants us to dive into these divine colors formed by this divine light. No more darkness, no more of the fallen human nature, but entering into the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, which they breathed into Louisa. And now as we read, they breathe into us every word that we read. It's a puff of this, I love you, this puff of this light, the animated by divine light, divine colors, divine beauty. Every thought, every word, every deed that we do, we return to the image and likeness of God. This is what God has planned. And this is what he's waiting for from us. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. We pray to Our Lady, Queen of Peace, that peace will be brought upon the earth. We pray that all the little children of the holy divine will enter into divine healing. And we pray that these prayers becomes God's command, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.